Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 15th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prognostic importance of exercise electrocardiography in patients with suspected microvascular disease. Exercise electrocardiography showing street segment depression demonstrates a very high positive predictive value for coronary microvascular dysfunction in specific patient groups. The present study focused on chest pain patients using myocardial perfusion single photon emission computed tomography to rule out ischemia from epicardial coronary stenosis. This approach precisely identifies patients with suspected coronary microvascular dysfunction. Such precise identification is crucial for managing this condition, which is associated with a poor prognosis. Article number 2. Prosthetic annulus size mismatch and recurrent mitral regurgitation after repair in advanced degenerative disease. Recurrent mitral regurgitation remains a major limitation of mitral valve repair in patients with advanced degenerative mitral regurgitation and left ventricular enlargement. This retrospective study included 445 patients with advanced degenerative mitral regurgitation classified as stages C2 to D who underwent mitral valve repair with restrictive annuloplasty. The investigation focused on whether a disproportion between left ventricular size and prosthetic annulus dimension predicts long-term mitral regurgitation recurrence. This research addresses a critical aspect of durable mitral valve repair outcomes and adverse left ventricular remodeling. Article number 3. Sex differences in the prevalence and prognosis of tricuspid regurgitation among patients with heart failure. Tricuspid regurgitation is a common finding in heart failure and associates with adverse patient outcomes. This study precisely assessed sex differences in tricuspid regurgitation prevalence, etiology, and prognosis among patients with heart failure and its subgroups. Patients were enrolled with recent transthoracic echocardiography and categorized by left ventricular ejection fraction into groups with reduced and preserved ejection fraction using a 50% cutoff. This research contributes to understanding sex-specific manifestations and prognostic implications of tricuspid regurgitation in heart failure patients. Article number 4. Timing of anticoagulation restart after serious bleeding in atrial fibrillation. Restarting direct oral anticoagulants after a serious bleeding event in patients with atrial fibrillation presents a significant clinical dilemma, balancing stroke prevention and recurrent bleeding risk. This study leveraged nationwide Danish registries from 2012 to 2021 to identify atrial fibrillation patients who experienced serious bleeding events. The cohort included individuals with a congestive heart failure, hypertension, age 75 doubled, diabetes, stroke doubled, vascular disease, age 65 to 74, sex category, female, CHA 2DS25, ASC, score of 2 or higher. This research provides crucial data to inform the optimal timing of anticoagulation restart in these high-risk patients. Article number 5. Plasma myeloperoxidase and echocardiographic markers of impaired diastolic function in healthy individuals. Myeloperoxidase, a neutrophil-derived enzyme, associates with oxidative stress and inflammation, contributing to the pathophysiology of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Bioactive myeloperoxidase also causes vascular dysfunction and accumulation of serum uric acid. This cross-sectional analysis of 1677 participants from the Stanislas cohort investigated the association of plasma myeloperoxidase and serum uric acid with echocardiographic variables of impaired diastolic function in a populational setting. This research helps elucidate mechanisms and identify early biomarkers for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction development. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.